Chapter 2.
Why were you in the freezer?
I was dropping off some marzipan to freeze for later. Lexi squinted up at the police detective. Feeling a bit lightheaded, she rubbed her temples.
Are you all right, ma'am?
Yes. Lexi shook herself. It's just that I don't find bodies every day. It's a bit disturbing. The detective, Detective Ryan, it said on his badge, put a gentle hand on her shoulder.
You sit here and relax. Detective Stone will have more questions for you.
Detective Stone?
The detective in charge. Nick will be here shortly. Until then, just sit tight and don't leave the area.
Detective Nick Stone. The name made her think wistfully of her boyfriend back home, Detective Jack Perillo. They had actually met under similar circumstances. Lexi's ex-boyfriend had been poisoned with cupcakes from her bakery, and Jack had been the detective in charge. Hopefully, Nick Stone would be as easy to work with. And hopefully, she could get things to go in her favor with a few well-placed flirtations, just like she had done with Jack. Lexi heard a commotion to her right. The place was crawling with police, who all seemed to stop and look in the direction of the commotion. Suddenly, the detective was back at her side.
This is the woman who found the body. Lexi Baker, Detective Stone.
Lexi stuck out her hand, then felt her eyes grow wide. Her mouth dropped open as she stared at the head detective. Tall, commanding, exuding as much authority as any man Lexi had ever met. Except Nick Stone wasn't a man. Detective Nick Stone was one of the most beautiful women Lexi had ever seen. So much for getting things to go my way by batting my eyelashes. Nick grabbed Lexi's outstretched hand. Even though her hands were delicate and perfectly manicured, her handshake was firm and strong, not a girly handshake at all. Lexi watched the detective pull up a chair opposite her. Her no-nonsense black flats planted on the floor seemed to accentuate her long, thin legs. Lexi noticed her willowy frame had been well-equipped in the chest department. Lexi felt a pang of jealousy. The woman had the body of a showgirl. Detective Stone leaned forward, her copper red hair billowing around her alabaster skin like a cloud. She fixed Lexi with a commanding stare, her golden orbs drilling into Lexi's green ones. Okay, Miss Baker, why don't you tell me what you are doing here and how you found the body? Lexi recited the story of her tripping on the mat, then finding the body under the shelf in an attempt to retrieve the marzipan. I see. So you are in the competition? Lexi nodded. And what is your relationship to the judge? Lexi bit her bottom lip.
None. I mean, only that she's a judge here. I didn't know her before or anything.
She judged your baking?
Nick fired off the questions rapidly, giving Lexi little time to think.
Yes.
Favorably?
Lexi felt a nervous tick start in her eye.
Well, not really. I mean, she was supposed to be critical of them.
Nick nodded, then leaned even closer.
So, you might say you had an adversarial relationship with a victim?
Lexi felt her shoulders start to tense up.
Well, not just me. Pretty much everyone here did.
She glanced around. The activity in Bakery Battle Stadium had come to a halt. Most of the bakers and their assistants were standing around, trying to get a good view. She saw Cassie push her way through the crowd, elbowing people aside to get to Lexi.
What's going on?
Cassie looked from Lexi to Nick. Lexi took a deep breath and lifted her chin toward the freezer.
I found another body.
Another body?
Nick arched a perfectly plucked brow. Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm. She stabbed her index finger into her eye to stop her spastically twitching eyelid.
I found one before, not here, on a catering job back home, she stammered.
Nick stared at her incredulously.
So you make it a habit to stumble over dead bodies? That sounds a bit suspicious to me.
I don't kill them. I just happen to be the one who finds them. Lexi shrugged, then breathed a sigh of relief when the other detective, the nice one, returned, commanding Nick's attention.
The ME is almost done with the body. Did you want to look at it?
Nick stood.
Yes, what was the TOD?
She said it's hard to tell since the body was frozen, but her guess is around 4 a.m.
Cause of death?
Strangled with something very thin. We haven't found it yet, though.
Nick nodded.
Have Stiles and McManus interview everyone else in the stadium. Don't let anyone leave until they've talked to them. And get the crew looking for what she was strangled with.
Nick turned to Lexi.
You can go now, but don't leave the city. I'm going to want to talk to you late.
A commotion over by the freezer door stole Nick's attention. A third detective appeared in the doorway, holding something up in his latex-gloved hands.
Found the murder weapon?
Lexi felt her heart clench. He was holding one of the aprons the competition doled out to every contestant. The aprons were all the same, except each was embroidered with the contestant's initials. The one he held up had the initials LB. Amanda Scott Saunders had been strangled with one of Lexi's aprons.